Narrations from Urban Explorers.
The rules are simple. Don't destroy anything, don't go off alone, and never bring attention to yourself. We're explorers, not vandals. Scar addressed the group surrounding him. Today was Sara's first expedition. She finally gained their trust after countless hours of questioning and tests. They even had her undergo many hours of grueling physical training. The job of an urban explorer was not an easy one.
Scar had sent her a long email a week before with a list of things she should bring with her. The bag had almost anything an archaeologist would require, and then some. She carried a battery-operated flashlight, extra batteries, a water bottle, an empty plastic container in case she needed to relieve herself during the exploration, a small pocket knife, duct tape, a walkie-talkie, and a whistle, among other knickknacks.
Our site today is truly unique. It's a large compound smack in the middle of the city. It has existed for so long, standing in the background that everyone has gotten used to seeing, looming behind every glitzy skyscraper, appealing in every photo taken of the city. Scar addressed the group. He had a loud and authoritative voice, instantly demanding attention.
I can see how people change the space to fit their needs. Like this, for instance. Jam opened the bedroom window, waking a sleeping pigeon that took off the instant he moved the glass frame. See what they did here? They closed off half of the balcony and turned it into a greenhouse. I bet they grew vegetables or something here. They changed the architecture to make it their own. They even painted the outer walls. So fascinating.
The building is beautiful. Not many people like brutalist architecture, but I love it. I love how unabashed the designs are. So unapologetic, so monolithic, so strong. Jam peered out of the window. From this higher vantage point, Sara could see the row of the buildings on the other side much better than below. The semicircular balconies stood intact in the row before them. Some of the windows were lit, some had plants, while others were dark.